it is about that time of week where we take a look back at some of the history of this weird and wonderful city that we do live in with Dictionary of Sydney. In the studio with us now, Peter Hobbins joins us to run us through the week's topic. Peter, good morning.
G'day, Tess. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. What are we taking a look at this week?
Look, today it's a rather tragic topic, as is my usual one. We're looking at a helicopter that crashed in downtown Sydney just over 50 years ago in 1966.
Yeah, wow. And this was when you first told me about this. I hadn't heard of it. I hadn't even realised that this had happened, but it was so recent.
Look, it was big news at the time, and there's a reason for that. That incredibly, in the 1960s, the accident was filmed from both within the helicopter and from somebody outside watching it as well. Now, that's a sort of phenomenon we haven't really seen again until the last 10 years when people have had cameras on their mobile phones. So it's quite incredible to see what it was like to be in the accident, but also to watch it from the outside too.
Yeah, and which must have been truly mind-boggling in the 60s as well. So what actually happened on that day?
So it was a beautiful, sunny Saturday afternoon in Sydney. It was coming up to Christmas, and Francis Chichester was sailing his... He'd been sailing around the world solo in his yacht, and he was coming into the harbour. So it was all, you know, leisure in Sydney on a nice Saturday afternoon. And this helicopter was flying across the harbour with an ABC film crew aboard. Their plan was to film a bit of the Opera House, which was still being built in 1966, and then cruise across the city and get a bit of footage as well. But something went terribly wrong.
Yeah, so it came down. Is that that was the situation?
Yeah, the tail rotor on the helicopter failed. Now, normally a helicopter has a big rotor above it that spins around and a little one at the back that actually stops the helicopter spinning in the opposite rotation to the rotor, because you've got this big, basically, propeller flapping around at the top. The natural forces are going to try and make the body of the helicopter turn in the opposite direction. So the little one at the back just stabilizes that. In this case, one of the blades broke off the back unit. The whole back unit fell off and dropped into the harbour at Circular Quay. So it could easily have fallen on a ferry or anybody down at Circular Quay. And the helicopter started going out of control. Now that's where the controversy really begins, because in the accident investigation, the authorities said the pilot could have saved the helicopter. He could have actually come down for a safe landing. He was at about 1,000 feet, so 300 metres above Circular Quay. But for some reason, he did something that was against every helicopter pilot's training. He kept the power on. Normally, if the tail rotor fails and the helicopter starts spinning around, you're supposed to basically throttle right back and let the blades kind of drop you down slowly towards the ground. You can keep it in control. In this case, he didn't do that, and the investigators couldn't explain why, and nobody's ever been able to really understand it since. So there are two possible explanations here. I think one is that there was a panic in the helicopter. It was like a MASH helicopter. You know, they're like a goldfish bowl with three people crammed in the front. It had a journalist, a cameraman, and the pilot on board. Now, they could have panicked, you know, but they were also right above Circular Quay, above all the downtown Sydney buildings, and trying to suddenly think, hey, where's a safe place to land would have been really tricky. So my sense is maybe that's what the pilot did. He knew what he had to do, but he also knew that he couldn't do it because of the risk of killing a lot of people if he tried to come down anywhere. So there's a suggestion he tried to land on top of Goldfields House, which was one of the tallest buildings in Sydney at that point. In the end, unfortunately, the helicopter went out of control because he kept the power up. It bounced off Goldfields House and crashed into a building in Pitt Street and killed all three people who were on board.
It's a horrible, horrible incident. I read as well the actual investigation into it was a major piece of history, I guess, in itself.
Yeah, well, it led to the fact that, you know, these days if you notice helicopters or small aeroplanes flying around Australian cities, they always fly along the waterways, you know, along the rivers and around the harbours and so on. They're not allowed to fly over built-up areas anymore if they've got one engine, and that's one of the consequences from this accident. But yes, it also went on to have significant consequences potentially for the manufacturers of the helicopter, Bell Helicopters, who claimed that it wasn't their fault that the tail rotor had broken, but there was clearly something wrong with the bolt that held that little propeller at the back on as well. So there was some litigation that went on from 1966 into the 1970s as well, particularly around the world, but also in the High Court. So it... what seemed a small accident had some major consequences, but really the incredible thing is that it didn't kill a lot more people because it just missed landing on a Christmas party for a bunch of kids in downtown Sydney. I mean, just a few more metres away, it bounced off Goldfield's house and fell down onto Pitt Street. But if it had fallen in a slightly different direction, there could have been dozens of children injured or killed.
Gosh, terrifying to think about. It's something that I'm amazed. Like I said, I hadn't heard of this before you started talking about it. It's something that I'm amazed not as many people have heard about it as they have. There's no monument down in Circular Quay. And realistically, it was only 50 years ago. You said as well that there was a memorial held back in 2016. You know, people's families are still alive. It's not that big a stretch when you take a look at history as a whole.
The relatives are still trying to clear the pilot's name. And, you know, I'm quite sympathetic to that because it's so hard to say what you do when faced with that situation. The investigators said that the pilot could have tried to set down in the calm waters of Circular Quay, but there were ferries coming to and fro and there were lots of people about, even though in the 60s, of course, the city effectively shut down on Saturday afternoons and Sundays as well. So, yeah, it is surprising that it's been forgotten in a way, but there's certainly plenty of news footage which shows you the really horrifying perspective of being in the helicopter as it's spinning around and around, and also the perspective of people on the ground watching this helicopter spinning out of control and crashing into the buildings. You can find that stuff on YouTube too. A lot of the newsreels and television footage from the day is still out there.
And just before I let you go, where can we find out some more information?
As always, go to the Dictionary of Sydney website. Maybe wait a day or two until you get there, but there'll be a story there as well.
Peter, thank you so much.
Pleasure, Tess.
Peter Hobbins there, running us through Dictionary of Sydney for another week, having a chat about the helicopter accident down at Circular Quay from a bit over 50 years back.